There is a war between Am Yisrael and Hamas. We know that. But the war isn't just a war of weapons. There's a much deeper war over here. It's a spiritual battle that has many implications on the ground. People always say, Rabbi, I can't believe how many people are against Israel. Democrats, Republicans, I never heard this before. How is it possible? People are slandering the country as if we're trying to kill people and innocent people. How is this possible? They're talking like this about us. We're not that kind of nation. Rabotai, the Chachmei HaKabbalah teach us, every power the Goyim have against us, it's caused by us. Meaning, if we're talking Lashon Hara about each other, I badmouth you, and you badmouth him, and he believes it, and everyone's believing each other's Lashon Hara and Otzad Shem Ra, and we're not trying to stop it and correct it, then the koach the Goyim have is to speak Lashon Hara and Motzi Shem Ra against us. And people will accept it. The same way when Sarah speaks to Rivka, Lashon Hara, and Rivka says, really? Wow, he really did that? I can't believe it. He's such a terrible person. Oh, you believed it, you accepted it. Now the Goyim have more power to speak against Am Yisrael. And the world says, wow, look at Am Yisrael, they're so terrible. We have to stop the Lashon Hara. We have to stop the Motzi Shem Ra. You have an issue, go confront the person. Sit down with the person. Don't spread rumors. Don't spread lies. Because when we spread lies here, we're allowing the terrorists to spread lies about us. And people believe it.